What happens when you put a bear with an attorney? You get Barely Legal. In the next hour, former Chicago Bear and 9-year pro football player Robin Earle and co-host attorney David Spada will tackle sports, interview current and former professional athletes, and discuss legal issues in sports. And they promise the next hour will be as exciting as a game-winning touchdown, a walk-off home run, or a buzzer-beating shot. And now, Barely Legal.
Okay, we're
back.
Did
we just hear that before?
I think so. For those that are just tuning in right now, we've actually been on the air for a full hour. And we've had two Hall of Famers, Yale Larry and Jimmy Taylor, as our guests. And also we had Matt Steff from C Prime, our top money earner with that company. And looking forward to meeting him for the first time when he comes into town for the, well, health club industry
Expo.
Should be interesting. You know,
I didn't realize all the athletes that are wearing these things.
Oh,
you know what's going to happen?
Incredible.
The same thing that happened back in the day in the early 90s with the Breathe Right. Those strips that helped you breathe right. The football players all started wearing them on the sidelines, and that thing took off, and that became a multi-million-dollar company.
It
started as a snoring aid, so you would stop snoring.
Right,
and the players
exactly.
said they were getting more oxygen, they were performing better, and it just took off. You had Tom Waddle wearing it back in the day. I think you had Neil Anderson, a bunch of players.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, but let me tell you something. I really believe this band that you can see on my wrist here, and David's got one on his wrist, that, you know, it's got a lot of value to it. I mean, you know, I like that expression, fashion forward, you know, because, you know, I forgot, you know, we didn't get a chance to ask Matt, but because we ran out of time, but I believe they're looking at putting at the patent-pending technology chip in golf clubs. Okay, so it's on your wrist, so it's always touching you without having to wear the band, per se. Or Under Armour is coming maybe with putting something in their clothing line, on their spandex.
Is there a magnet in here, a chip? What is it?
Not a magnet. It's an antenna. It's kind of like, I don't know if it's aluminum or whatever material it's made of or whatever, but what it does is just creates the the body to you know, your the way your nerves are running through the body. This just connects them a lot more, a little quicker and more in a straight line instead of wavering all over the place, kind of like radio waves.
Kids, you know, like magic. My 6-year-old and 4.5-year-old wanted to try it on yesterday, and I did it with them, and they had a little more flexibility to be able to turn more.
Yep.
My wife starts laughing. The kids wanted to keep playing with it. I said, it's not a toy.
Yeah, you know what? It's a band that you wear. I wear it all the time. It's got some great you know, style to it. It comes in about 6-7 different colors. And like we said, now that you are, you know, being a distributor in this is nothing. It's $49, and you can buy them wholesale on your website. But if somebody went to www.mycprime.com/David Spada, they're $100 in tax and shipping.
About $115 landed.
Yeah, landed, exactly. Well worth it. In my book.
Oh,
well,
I know what's going to happen. This thing's going to take off during the NBA season because you're going to see down the athletes and people could be calling, where do they get these bracelets?
That's right.
That's where it's going to come into play.
And believe it or not, David, you and I and my daughter Kristen are the only ones that have C Prime bands on their wrist in the whole Chicago market.
You're kidding.
We've got some distributors are now coming on board.
Jeff
Christensen, our quarterback coach for the kids, does a marvelous job. He ordered 8 of them. Started with a 4-pack, and then he ordered another 4 with the extra large band because Jeff's got a big wrist.
And I'm gonna have it on tomorrow when I'm at the Score Remote at 8 in the morning. I'm sponsoring an hour for their telethon. I'm also going to be
with Miss Illinois
and Chet Kopic at noon for Save the Babies, which is basically a foundation I'm involved with. So instead of throwing kids in dumpsters when they're born, you bring them to a What happens is you hear on TV a lot of times people don't want a baby, pregnant women, and they just throw the baby in the dumpster, just leave the baby on the side of the road. Now, the new law a couple years ago is you bring that baby to a hospital, police station, fire station. No questions asked. They take the baby, and there's no legal consequences.
Wow.
So Chet's going to be appearing at noon with Miss Illinois. Maybe the governor will be out there, and we'll get some pictures, show the C Prime. Maybe we'll put one on Miss Illinois and Chet.
Hey,
you know how Chet likes to promote.
You got your little camera? You got your
I got
camera,
my camera.
Got your camera, got your a digital camera. But anyway, we're going to take this first segment here about another 15 minutes. I want to get into some bear football with you, David. I want to talk some NFL. And then, our next guest will be coming up around 12:20 will be a guy that, man, Jim Otto. He wore 00. The only guy to wear 00. Besides the guy from Houston Oilers. Was he 00? The wide receiver? I'm trying to remember.
Houston Oilers.
Oh shoot.
Hall of Famer?
No. But I think there was another 00 out there. But anyway, regardless, Jim Otto,
You know why he wore 00?
Well, cause he's the center.
No. What's his last name?
Oh, Otto. Yeah. O-T-T-O.
Exactly.
That's why they called him the double Ott.
That's why my dad calls me son, because I'm so bright.
There you go. And, of course, we'll have later in the show Don Maynard, former wide receiver for the New York Jets and played in Super Bowl III with Joe Namath. And of course, he's another Hall of Famer. So we're going to have four Hall of Fame NFL players at the show, two in the first segment and now two in this hour. So pretty interesting. Good job, David. But anyway, bear football. Let's start with this Tommy Harris fiasco. You know, why doesn't Lovie Smith just come out and say that he just ain't good enough to make the 53-man roster?
Because Lovie's scared. He doesn't want to upset Tommy. Tommy is not too happy with me right now because I blast him on his Facebook page. I said, Tommy, it's time to grow up and start playing. You're old enough, and people are coming to Tommy's defense. You don't understand this. Why are you being critical? If you practice hard, you play hard. He's not practicing hard, and Lovie hit enough and said you're not going to see it be on the field.
Hey, if you want to call in and get into this discussion, it's 888-463-6748, and that's 888-GO-FOR-IT. Would be happy to take any caller that want to call in. Maybe you're bored in your little cubicle there at work. If you can get away of making a phone call, or you're out out and about, maybe you're streaming this thing live on your iPhone or on your the Evo phone, et cetera, you can call in and talk with us. But anyway, you know, did you hear that interview on The Score about
with Warren Sapp this morning?
Well I heard the Warren Sapp interview, but with Tommy Harris and his agent Monday at having lunch, or Sunday or whatever, you know, the guys stay at the hotel downtown, right. I believe at the Hilton there on Michigan Avenue, and Rosenhaus and Tommy were having, I guess Tommy was pretty was fuming pretty bad, because you know they
told him ahead of time he wasn't starting earlier in the week.
Yeah, and then of course he's got to get on the phone and cry to his agent Rosenhaus, and you know what's Rosenhaus going to do? You know, he ain't going to do jack. I mean, if he wants to call up, the McCaskies and say, hey, my boy Tommy Harris, number 91, better be playing. Well, he ain't going to be playing. You know why? He ain't good enough right now.
No,
he just isn't good enough.
Here you go. I said to Tommy, you need to practice hard to play well. You'll never learn. One of Tommy's homies here says, Jimmy Martin, you guys are goofy. You don't even know Tommy. If you knew football, you would be coaching instead of reporting. If you had class, you wouldn't even say you're a pro. Act like it. Child, please. You guys need more than Facebook to give advice. Get a life. And then someone else comes back and says, here, I coached and not in the pros, and if my kids basically practice like that, they wouldn't play. And then Jimmy, well, that's nice you're a coach, but keep teaching football. You're a hero. You made a difference with those kids. Take care.
Well, what it boils down to, Dave, is the fact that he's not a practice player. Okay, there are some great players. Dan Hampton didn't really practice a whole lot later in his career because of the injuries and so forth. But let me tell you something. When Dan Hampton strapped it up between the lines and he was in that three-point stance for the defense for the Chicago Bears, he brought it every frickin' play. He brought it. Tommy Harris takes plays off. You'll see him lollygagging around. He puts that first burst step. But you know what? He is not healthy. He doesn't have the legs, the youth that he had back when did he come out in the league?
04-05.
04-05 and 06, he dominated the Super Bowl year. That's great. But you know what? Injuries have slowed you down.
But you just got to practice hard to make up for it. Become stronger and try to make up
for
your...
Well, you know what? When the body says it can't go, it can't go. I don't care what the mind does, you know, what the mental attitude is, but you know what? I don't believe he has a real strong mental attitude,
tell you the truth. Your former teammate. Who was your teammate back in 77? Was a defensive tackle, was a pro bowler for 3-4 years, and didn't practice hard, and then he was out of town the next year.
Well, that was our big nose tackle.
Wally.
Wally Chambers.
He's the exact same thing all over again.
Number 61, wasn't he?
We had Wally on the show last year.
No, number 60. We're number 60.
What was Wally's problem?
Lazy. Pure ass lazy. I mean, you know, that is just he had so much talent, David. I mean, this guy was an Amazon, as a gorilla. He was way ahead of his time. He was like a man among children out there playing, you know, in practice. I just used to watch him go, wow. I mean, during the games, but during practice, he just never did a whole lot.
Alonzo Spellman, same thing.
Same thing. Looks good in shorts, but when it comes time to step it up and play, didn't do it. Anyway,
let's go to the last Monday's game.
Let's go to Monday night's game, because the Bears, you know, I got to congratulate the coaches for switching in the tackle, the left side. Someone wasn't getting the job
done.
They
put Amalia at left tackle, right? Schaefer at right.
Schaefer, they made some adjustments. Of course, it looked like Cutler was going to be running for his life all day, but for some reason, Martz really makes some hell of adjustments, doesn't he?
The reason the Bears are 3-0 was not Lovie, it's not the defense, it's Mike Martz with that offense here. If you watch that team play, he adjusts midstream, he's got them calling the right plays, doing everything he needs to do. The only problem is by the goal line, our running back, Forte, is not the guy to get the ball in. What is Chester Taylor doing on the bench? Let Chester Taylor go in there and try to get the short yardage. He holds the ball. He can get it done.
Yeah, he does a fumble, and I think he can, you know, particularly down there on, was it first down? No, was it, what was the yardage? Second down, wasn't it, on the 1 yard line?
Again,
or was
it
first down again?
I think it was first and one. They couldn't get in again. The same thing like the first game again. And then they went for it on fourth and one, which was another stupid call by Lovie. And that's not our Martz calling the plays. It's Lovie here saying, let's go for it. Let's throw a screen pass or an out to Desmond Clark, and it was a bad throw. You can't put it all on Desmond, but you've got a running back who should be able to get in. Forte is not a small running back. He's got some good size. He's 6 feet, 6'1".
Yeah.
He should be able to get through. But again, this line is not built for run blocking. It's a pass blocking line, I think.
Yeah, but you know, we had Jim Taylor on earlier in the show. What did he say about getting down to the 1 yard line?
Oh, he said it's
the toughest yard in the NFL. Toughest yard.
Okay, is it more on the line or the running back that they don't get in?
Well, you got to remember, you got five offensive linemen. You might have a tight end, might have a wing back in there, but you know they're putting up 8-9 guys up there. Okay, and it's a whole different mentality down there. It really is, trying to get that 1 inch. See, the game of the NFL, the game of football, is a game of inches. You know, it's not yards.
Okay, Payton didn't have the best line in the world. He would get in back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Well, Walter.
And everybody knew what he was doing.
Walter used to jump 7 feet in the air, you know, over the top. Okay? They just don't do that today. I don't know why.
No one jumps. And with these guys' athletic ability, if they jumped at all, they could get in.
Yeah, you would think so.
Remember with the Fridge, they give the ball to the Fridge. They couldn't stop the Fridge back in the mid 80s. I mean, they had a lot better line.
Well, that's when the Fridge got his recognition, when against the Green Bay Packers in that Monday night game in 1985 ran it in.
Okay, when the Packers have first and goal, they get in either with running or they roll out and he throws the pass. I never see Cutler roll out trying to throw a pass.
Packers are a machine on offense. No,
they gave us that game.
They gave us that game. They did. They did. You know, the old adage, David, is it's not necessarily who you play, it's when you play them. Okay? It just so happened that was our night. Okay? Briggs and Urlacher stripped the ball. They're late in, about 2.5 minutes to go. They stripped the ball. They get on it. And, of course, I love the Green Bay Packers coaching staff throw the red flag out there. He was clearly in bounds, you know, but they just wanted to double check. And I think it could have hurt him, because it wasted a whole timeout for him.
With 50 seconds left, all the Packers had to do is let the Bears score so they get the ball back with about 40 seconds left. They didn't let the Bears score because they were still playing defense. But even with them still playing defense, Forte runs right into the line.
Yeah. Well, you got to hand it to the Bears. They are leading the league in rush defense with a 39.7. Jay Cutler is now the third highest. He was the highest ranking quarterback in the league last week. Now he slipped to number 3, but that's still pretty damn good. But I'm just looking at the total defense.
Misleading. Yeah. The Bears are leading the league in defensive rushing. Because no one's trying to rush against it because they're passing like nuts against the Bears. You had Romo throw 370 yards week 2. You had the Packer quarterback, Rodgers, throw for over 300 yards, they could pass the ball against the Bears.
Okay, hold on. Hold on here a second, David. Hold on. Time out. What's Doug Buffon's three keys?
Run the ball.
Run the ball.
Stop the run.
And pressure the quarterback.
Right.
Okay, time out. Is there anything in those three keys that says stop the pass?
No.
Okay.
But are the Bears running the ball? No.
Well, I'm just kind of, what I'm saying here is that the Bears' defense against the run is pretty damn good. Why? Because you got number 54 and 55 back there policing the linebacker area. Now with the addition of Peppers getting double teamed, that's opening up the inside a little bit for the other three defensive linemen to make a play. And of course, maybe another linebacker or a corner coming up. Let me tell you something. I would rather be more stout on the run than I would be on the pass, because the pass is a little bit harder to complete, because so many things can go wrong. Incomplete, interception, whatever, a sack. But, you know, you talk about Julius Peppers and they say, well, he didn't have a sack all night. Excuse me. That's not necessarily a really indicative of how he played. He was on at least 7 or 8 run tackles that I saw. He produced at least 4 or 5 penalties. He produced 2 holding calls. That one was called a touchdown back, right?
Right.
Okay. And he blocked a damn field goal. I thought he had a hell of a game.
Oh, he had a hell of a game, but the other linemen, you didn't see anything from them.
Yeah,
Mark Anderson, you haven't seen anything with Adonijé. They're claiming this other guy with Tunue is a good player. I haven't seen much from him.
Yeah, you know, I love Aaron Rodgers, and I'm just going to bring this up. The only thing that kind of stood out in my mind, it kind of made me not, was remember when Aaron Rodgers ran in for the touchdown on that little scramble to the right, and he ran it in? Did you notice what he did at about 3 seconds after he scored? Did you notice that?
Tell me. I forgot it.
And you know what? Aaron Rodgers, I know you ain't going to listen to this show, whatever. This would be the last thing on your mind to listen to the Barely Legal Show, but... You know what? When you score a touchdown, be like Walter Payton and just hand the ball back to the official. Okay, it's okay to spike it. I have no problem with that. But you don't need to do a hip thrust at our crowd, and it's kind of like the FU.
Yeah, I saw that. Now
yeah, that's an FU. Okay, don't do that. You have way too much class. You are by far, in my opinion, the best quarterback out there. Okay, you know, and for fantasy leagues, he is number one, hands down.
In the red zone, he scores every time.
Every
he has
time.
One interception in what? Three years of being a quarterback.
Very few interceptions. He's got great receivers. He's accurate. He's got good foot speed. And you know what? And he's accurate. He's the real deal, but don't do that anymore.
But you know what? The reason I didn't remember is because I'm seeing players celebrating after first down catches. I'm seeing celebrating after getting 2 yards. It's the same garbage.
Yeah, same garbage. And you know what? For some reason, it just caught my eye, and I'm going, Aaron Rodgers, even though that I'm rooting against the Packers, I still got you on my fantasy team, and I hope you do that a lot. But just don't do the old hip thrust into the opposing crowd, and it's just nothing. You might as well just stick up both middle fingers and say, F you.
What about the Packers with the Lambeau leap after every touchdown?
Well, you know,
it's the same thing. You're celebrating.
Well, I know, but
it's at home.
That's at home, and that's a nice gesture. Did you see who jumped in the crowd?
Oh, Devin.
Devin Hester. Yeah, doing the old Lambeau leap at Soldier Field.
That's what irks me about Lovie. Lovie goes, yeah, we went for it 4th and 1. If we didn't do that, Devin would have returned the punt for a touchdown. You know what? You're full of it. You're absolutely full of it. He could have returned that punt from a touchdown from the 50 or from his own goal line once he broke it. He should have broke 2, except the punter stopped in the last 10.
Well, here's a scary thought before we take a break here in about 2 seconds here, is that I'm pulling up the Chicago Bears website right now, and, of course, I'm going to game day. I'm heading to the schedule. Okay? This could get really, really scary, because why? This is a bear town. Do you realize the upbeat tempo on yesterday morning, whether it was the radio, whether it was just the people in the grocery store? I mean, I walked into Starbucks after I dropped Kevin off at about 8 o'clock in the morning, and I want to talk a little bit about you know, Stevenson and of course, Preston's game and Benedictine. But everybody was upbeat. They had bear hats on there talking about the Bears. Or, you know, it's just the buzz. Now we go to the Giants, and can you believe we're a 4-point underdog at New York?
But isn't if you play at home, you get 3 points for just playing at home, so it's a pick'em game?
Yeah, you know what? I don't care. The public perception right now in the Bears, they just don't believe that we're that good yet. I think we're better than what people think. So we got the Giants. Okay, then we go to the Panthers, and the Panthers will probably be 0-4 by then, 0-5. And then we got the Seahawks at home and the Redskins. We could conceivably be 6-0, 7-0.
That's what Billy and I were saying. You say we were drinking the Bears Kool-Aid. We might as well keep talking. Skip the commercial till we get Jim out of line.
No, well, we can do that. You want? Let's take a short break here. I'm going to grab a cup of coffee. Maybe go take a pee break.
Exactly.
Okay.
Two hours is a long time for an old guy.
2 hours could do it. But this is the Barely Legal Show. I'm Robin Earl, and my co-host David Spaded over here. We're going to take a short break, and we'll get Jim Otto on the phone and follow up with Don Maynard, and we will be back in a few seconds.
If you're injured at work, don't try to be a hero and work in pain. Immediately tell your boss how you were injured and seek medical treatment. Then call my guy, attorney David Spada, to make sure that your rights are protected. David will fight for the payment of your medical bills, lost wages, and settlement. Insurance companies and employers have individuals representing their interests. Why not you? You must have an experienced attorney on your side. All fees are contingent upon your recovery. Call David Spada at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667.
When you hear a police siren, what's your first thought? Well, it should be to call our guy, attorney David Spada. Going to court without David is a huge mistake and may result in a conviction, loss or suspension of your license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. Brian, what should scoreheads do?
Not screw up. They should call our guy, David Spada. Call David at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. David Spada, our guy, a score guy, and an attorney you can count on.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.